You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ano ang pinakamagandang regalo na natanggap mo? Sa darating na 17 ng Nobyembre, alamin sa Life-Giving Stories ang pinakamakabuluhang regalo na naibigay at natanggap ng 5 mananalaysay dahil sa organ donation. Nakapanayam namin si Jess Halaratne ukol dito.
Can you give me a little bit of info about yung organization ninyo and your role in it?
Well, ang aming organization is the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service, and ako ang media manager dito sa aming servisyo. And I've been working here for over almost 13 years now, and ang organization namin is a statewide service that run campaigns for multicultural communities, including the Filipino community. So we run a lot of projects, and one of the projects is Life-Giving Stories. And this is very close to our hearts because it's such a successful event, because it's quite inspiring. It's a stage play that has been running for 4 years now. This is our fourth year, and we're partnered up with the Organ and Tissue Donation Service. And the wonderful thing about this is that we won the Australian National Marketing Awards in 2016. So it's an award-winning event, but it combines arts and health. So I guess that's what we're promoting today.
So this event will be on November 17th.
Yes. It's on November 17th, sa Wollongong. When we started this in 2015, we started it in Leichhardt in Sydney, and then we took it to Bankstown, and we took it to Parramatta, then Bankstown. And now there's this demand to go regional New South Wales, because there's a big community dyan sa Wollongong. Marami din tayong mga fellow Filipino-Australians nandyan sa Wollongong. Kaya kung nakikinig kayo, pwede manood kayo sa 17th dyan sa IPAC o sa Bruce Gordon Theatre. Now, what we've done is we've combined arts and health together, because, you know, sometimes ang hirap explain ang organ and tissue donation. What is this all about? The wonderful thing about this is we've actually got people who have been touched by organ and tissue donation. One of them is Jaime Estrada. He's a Filipino. He's fantastic because he shares a story about an ordinary Filipino who has experienced a new heart, and he's living such a fine life now with his family. If not for that donor, he would not be here with us today.
Yeah, that's true. So what can you tell me about yung state of organ donation in Australia, yung participation ng mga tao, ng mga Filipinos?
Yes, look, over 1,400 or 1,400 katao ang nasa Australian transplant waiting list at any time. And 12,000 people are on dialysis. Now, organ donation saves lives, up to 10 people can improve the lives of many people. And most of the organizations and most religion and religious faith support organ and tissue donation. Now, a lot of people think na why, especially Filipinos, but we've had this bad rap na, or, you know, only the rich can have organs, or merong yung nagbebenta ng organs. But here in Australia, that's not the case. It's really so important, because what happens is, If you're willing to receive an organ to save your life, why not, you know, donate yourself? And it's such a rare occasion. Only about 1-2% of people who die in hospital are eligible to donate their organs, because they have to be brain dead, and they have to be it's such a rare occasion. But the most important information that we want to share is that here in Sydney and in Melbourne and most states except for South in most states, driver's license, you know, when you've registered, a lot of people, when they got their driver's license a while ago, they go, oh, would you like to be an organ donor? And you tick yes. But that's no longer the case. A lot of people now would have to go on the register at donatelife.org.gov.au to register. The reason why is most people, don't tell their families that they do want to be organ donors. So when the time comes, if unfortunately this time comes that a family member is going to be receiving, can be a donor, the families can actually override that decision. So, ang nangyayari in the hospital, the doctor says, you know, your family member has advised na he or she wants to donate their organs. The family members can say, well, we don't want that, because they've never had that conversation. So, we want everyone to have an informed decision. So, with these stories, with life-giving stories, and the amazing journey that these people have said, like Jaime, they actually help save lives. And sometimes when you make a decision to become a donor and you don't tell your family members, then your decision would not be accomplished, because you haven't actually advised your family members. And it's not their fault. I guess it's just starting that conversation. It's a decision you have to make, but it's just important to have informed decision, and that you can read about it, talk about it, and really make a decision that you can help save lives.
Kasi sa Filipino culture, I guess, merong hesitation to donate organs.
Mm-hmm.
But you were saying something about yung genetic predisposition, kung Filipino ka?
Yeah, look, when a person, organ compatibility or match increases with people from the same ethnic background. Of course, this is not a guarantee. That most likely, for example, if we're Asians, we're most likely to have a match with another Asian. So another Filipino, it's genetic. But there's no guarantee, of course, but there's a high chance of that. So the more that people from more multicultural backgrounds register, the more there's a chance. If something happens, God forbid, if something happens, then there's a chance that you'll get one, that there would be a match available.
So ano yung message mo for those na nagdadalawang isip about organ donation? Like, willing sila, kaya lang merong hesitation kasi... Siyempre, di ba, parang sa kanila, namatayan na sila.
It's really sad. I mean, to have a decision, you know, to even think about it, that if one of your family members or they're kasi they have to be brain dead. They have to be alive but still brain dead. And then they can make a decision to, that's when the decision comes. But I think what we have to consider is that you're helping save lives of others, and it's not an easy decision. But I think if you go to www.donatelife.gov.au, that's www.donatelife.gov.au, you can get all the answers you need. If you have any questions on decisions about the Catholic faith, you know, a lot of religious leaders have already said that it's about giving. Organ donation is about giving, and it's about giving life and helping save lives. So who does not want to do that? And of course, when something happens, when someone has to make a decision, it's really hard. But I think that's what we're trying to do, is start that conversation. It doesn't have to be now. It can be you hear about it, and then you think about it. I think that's the most important thing. Just have a discussion with your family. And if you have decided that you want to be an organ donor, tell your family members so that they can also, understand why you're doing that and why you've decided to do that.
Yeah.
Then there's a discussion around the table, because it's important, you know, in anything we do, I think it's important to tell our loved ones so that you can all make that informed decision together.
Yeah, that's true. It's a hard conversation to be had, but it's an important one.
Yes.
So as a final word, Jess, can you just invite people to the event again?
Yes, please come. And if you're in Wollongong, or if you're from in Sydney and you want to drive down to Wollongong, an hour and a half drive, just please visit the Gordon Theatre on the 17th of November on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. We've got refreshments. You've got people there from all cultures. And it's going to be a wonderful day. And you'll hear inspiring stories on the ultimate gift of life. Please book your free tickets. Just go to Life-Giving Stories 2018, or you can call 02-8753-5047, and we can register for you. We hope you'll be there.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.